97.9 The Heel, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio this morning. Time to take a look at what's trending out there in the world. Victor Lewis has the day off once again, so we are joined by Allie Evans. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. What's going on?
Well, do you know there's a Hocus Pocus sequel?
I saw the trailer, yes.
I am very excited.
I'm very excited. I don't even love the first movie all that much, but it's super fun and yeah. And the trailer looks great.
The funny thing about the first one is that it came out in July when it first came out.
Yeah.
It was like this like kind of hokey, silly. They didn't even like theme it as a Halloween themed movie. It was just this like silly thing. But so every year, Brian and I, my husband and I, we take a TV outside on Halloween and we play Hocus Pocus while all of the trick-or-treaters in our neighborhood, because we don't have kids, so we don't have to go anywhere.
Right.
But we want to give out candy.
Nice.
So we bring a TV outside, we bring a couple cocktails outside, and every parent that comes up is like, oh, you guys are doing it right. Can I come to your house next year? I'm like, yeah, sure, come on, bring a chair.
Do you get a crowd? Do people actually come, or is it just
We are in a great neighborhood in Mebane, and I think it's one of those like destination neighborhoods that people drive to park and trick-or-treat.
Nice.
But yeah, we always have little kids who linger a little too long because they realize Hocus Pocus is on. So I'm like, oh, I'm just going to sit here for a minute. So I'm very excited about the sequel. It's actually coming out, I think, September 30th.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
And I don't know. Do you know if it's in theaters or is it just Disney
Plus? No, I think
Disney
it's just streaming. I think it's just streaming.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, even better then. But yeah, very excited for that. And I was actually in Disney this past weekend.
Oh yeah.
So I'm big in the Disney mood right now. I mean, sort of evergreen in a Disney
always,
mood.
Yeah.
But
Going to Disney is actually what like finally sold me on Hocus Pocus, because the movie is fine. I liked it okay. I wasn't like enamored with it. But when you go to the Magic Kingdom during
Mickey's
the fall
not
season,
so scary Halloween
and they do
party.
That show yes. in front of the with the Sanderson sisters and all of the villains, like that's so much fun.
Yes. I love a good. I'm in it for the villains when I'm at Disney a lot more than I am for the princesses. Actually, I'm an avid pin trader. Do you know about pin trading at Disney?
Oh, yes.
It is like the coolest thing that you can do sort of for free. You have to buy pins, but pro tip, you can buy pins on like eBay and then go trade them. But I completed a villain set all on trade this weekend, one that I've been looking for a long time.
What was the last one you had to get?
Scar.
All right.
He's pretty iconic, so I can understand why you wouldn't trade him away. I could not believe it when I saw it there.
When we went to Disney a few years ago, this is like back in 2015, I think, my friend Kit wanted to collect all of the countries, like all of the Epcot countries.
Yeah.
There was one that we could not find, and I think it was Norway or something non-obscure. Like it was one of the Epcot
Should
World
there,
Showcase
yeah.
companies. Nowhere, and still to this day cannot find it. Very weird.
So I feel like I need to explain pin trading just for like
Maybe.
10 seconds. So it's a thing at Disney at all the parks. You can bring your own. They have to be certified Mickey pins, Disney pins. But most stores in the parks, and it used to be that the cast members would each have their own collection to trade. But you can trade with other people in the parks. You can trade with cast members. You can trade at the store. It is a little modified post-COVID. But it's really, really fun, and it's free fun. So you bring your own pins. You leave with pins, and it's really cool. And every pin that is released by Disney is in a set of like five or six. So if you're like me and you like a collection of things, I like the whole set. It can be really fun to try and hunt down specific ones. So.
It is back now. Because when I was there last time, it was 2021 and it was still like mid-COVID and they did not really have pin trading.
It's not, cast members don't have their own anymore and it's only in specific stores, but they'll tell you which stores that they're in. So it's a really, if you are going to Disney and you can think to get on eBay and order, I think it's like a random pack of 25, it's really good, free, fun to seek out at the park.
As someone I know who is a jewelry expert,
I am.
Do you have a favorite pin?
I do have a favorite pin. It's this rose gold. It's the carousel. It's Prince Charming's carousel, but it's like rose gold and glittery and sparkly. And I actually have one more in the set, which is sort of a light Carolina blue Tron, the car that they're in, the motorcycle.
Right.
So that set, I haven't sought that out. I imagine it's very hard to find, but the colors are very beautiful. So Carousel is my favorite.
This is literally the second day in a row that we have, in the trend segment, gone off on a Disney tangent, because Ava was in yesterday, and she was talking about, like, getting stuck on all of the rides.
Yeah.
And you're here, you were just in Disney. I need to get back to Disney. I haven't been in like a year and a half, and I'm starting to
I keep secretly hoping that if I bring it up around you enough, you'll just want to go down there with me, and we can...
Let's do it.
Go for a few days.
When do you want to do it?
We're going to end this trend right now so we can figure out our plan. But I do have a clean joke of the day for you that is, of course, Disney-themed.
Yeah. All right. We're going to have the clean joke of the day coming up in just a minute after this on 97 on the Hill.